Oppo unveils ColorOS 12 based on Android 12, list Oppo OnePlus phones getting update. Samsung Galaxy A73 specifications tipped to include 108-megapixel rear camera. Realme GT Neo 2 specifications will include Samsung's E4 AMOLED display with adaptive 120Hz refresh rate. PayPal allows UK customers to trade in cryptocurrencies via its platform. Tencent bows to regulator, allows WeChat users access to rivals' links. After ExpressVPN CIO named in UAE surveillance scandal, Edward Snowden says stop using it. Oppo has unveiled all the features of ColorOS 12, the latest version of its Android 12-based operating system. The new UI layer will come to Oppo phones as well as OnePlus phones that have been using ColorOS in China. The smartphone maker has revealed the names of the devices that will receive new versions of ColorOS 12 starting October this year. The new update comes with a fresh design and improved privacy security features. ColorOS 12 features quick view cards, which can display details about applications in the card window in real time. With the new Android skin, Oppo is adding the facility to operate its phones through a Windows 10 or 11 laptop too. Samsung Galaxy A73 has been tipped to come with a 108-megapixel primary sensor for the rear camera. Apart from this, no other information is available about the rumored A-series smartphone from Samsung. The South Korean tech giant has previously used the 108-megapixel sensor in its flagship smartphones in different iterations. However, it is unclear whether Samsung will use any of the existing sensors in the upcoming Galaxy A73 or if it will use a new 108-megapixel sensor. The Galaxy A73 is rumored to be a part of the 2022 lineup of A-series smartphones. Realme GT Neo 2 is scheduled to launch in China on September 22. Ahead of its launch, Realme has confirmed the display specifications of the smartphone through multiple posts on the Chinese microblogging website Weibo. The Realme GT Neo 2 is also confirmed to get a Snapdragon 870 SoC and a 5000mAh battery with 65W DART charge fast charging. However, the Chinese tech giant has not revealed the size of the resolution of the display, nor has it announced any other key specifications of the upcoming smartphone. PayPal has announced that it has completed its launch of cryptocurrency trading on the platform in the United Kingdom, and customers in the country can now buy, hold, and sell Bitcoin, Ethereum Bitcoin Cash, and Litecoin from their accounts. Users will also be able to access real-time prices and educational content related to cryptocurrency. However, crypto trading will only be available to customers with verified accounts. This is the first expansion of crypto trading on PayPal outside the US, where the service was launched in November 2020. Tencent Holdings' popular WeChat messaging app start allowing users to access external links days after regulators tell the company and its rival to end a long-standing practice of blocking each other's links. China's technology giants have historically prevented links and services by rivals from being shared on their platforms. On Monday, however, regulators said they were ordering firms to rectify this as the practice affected users' experience and damaged consumer rights. The move is part of a broader regulatory crackdown on the industry that has wiped billions of dollars off the market value of some of China's largest companies. Former NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden, who had warned people in July this year against government agencies using military-grade spyware to keep a tab on them, has now urged them to not use the services of ExpressVPN. He tweets, "If you're an ExpressVPN customer, you shouldn't be." Snowden also shares a tweet by Joseph Menn, an investigative reporter on cybersecurity, that talked about the chief information officer of ExpressVPN being one of the three past US intelligence operatives who have agreed to not fight charges that they helped the UAE hack people.